Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Wait, where is Tausch? We're in the same city, but we're not together. Edition. There must be a quick trip near wherever he is. Edition. And I know I ask a lot of obvious questions a lot of times. I think Tausch may have asked the most obvious question in the history of the show. Edition. Of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And also in Green Bay, apparently in some sort of office. So I don't know if he's gotten a second job. He's collating papers, making copies. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. Mr. Pickler himself. He is Mark Tauscher. Tauscher, good morning. What the hell's going on out here?
What are you doing? Good morning. Buddy, how are you?
I'm great. We'll get to your obvious question in a second. What are you doing here? And was it so bad at the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center doing a show in person that you could not possibly bear to do two of them in the same week?
No, I would have, but I didn't want to inconvenience Jesse and do something at the Trio. And I didn't want to inconvenience you. You've already been out the house once this week. So you were not going to be able to leave. I could not do the show from your house, or I would have thought that route.
But, legally?
yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what's legal and what's
some
not
sort of not, no trespass order.
You've done the show at his house before.
What? I have. Yeah, I enjoy it. Yeah, but I that
never just, again
today. As Jesse knows, I'm going to be taking a small break from 10:15 to 10:20. I'm doing something up here with Sarah that I'll talk about on Feel Good Friday. That so I will be taking a break, and obviously I needed to be in a certain location to be able to pull this off. So that's why I am in Green Bay.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
All right, good.
So that's a tease for Feel Good Friday, that you're here in Green Bay doing something
good.
You're doing good in the world.
Yes.
And you're coattailing her. But either way.
That's probably a more fair assessment of what's happening, yeah. I'm not going to argue with that.
Okay, so.
And ironically enough, it has to do with cooking, which, to bring this thing whole full circle, it has to do with cooking. So, again, we'll get into that. I'll be more than happy to share, especially after we do all of this, the stuff that we're doing. We had a nice event last night. Have another little thing here this morning. I went over to the Pickler in Green Bay last night, full courts, full heart. So everything was great. Everything's been great up here. I'm going to spend about 24, not even 24 hours up here, and we're going to get a lot done in that 24-hour window.
Full courts, full hearts, can't lose the pickler. Okay, I see there's a TV camera behind you and a light. Are you on television today?
Yeah, I'm on television every day, baby. We do a TV show, too.
Well, the lights, Jason. The light's not on you currently. The light is in the background and turned off. So,
that's another
story. High-quality TV production we have here.
Clearly, yes. All right. I really want to play Guess Where Tausch Is. You've got the entire greater Green Bay Metroplex to try and figure it out. But instead, we will figure out the answer to perhaps the most obvious question in Wilde and Tausch history.
Okay.
And that question is this. Is Mason Crosby the greatest kicker in Packers history?
Yeah.
Now, he recently...
That's a great question, Jason.
Or Tausch. He recently... I love the way the Packers announced this now, by the way. Mason Crosby has informed the Packers of his intent to retire as a Packer.
What is what's funny about that?
He has informed the Packers. The Packers didn't invite him to do it. He has informed the Packers, and they do it for everybody.
The Packers are like, we don't know what this guy's doing, but here's what he said.
They did it for Bulaga. They did it for Jordy. That's how they handle these honorary retirements.
Okay.
Did you do any sort of honorary retirement? Because we know the Packers chose to retire you after the 2010 season. How did that? They cut you.
Yep.
There was no ceremony. It was unceremonious, some might say.
It was actually on top. It was very unceremonious. But that's I could still probably retire. I have never officially retired. I mean, I wrote a little thing in the Journal Sentinel back in the day, thanking fans and whatnot when I knew my career was over, but I have never retired. So maybe I'll throw my hat in the ring. Yeah, maybe I'll throw my hat in the ring and retire.
Okay. Well, you'll get to do a press conference, and I know you love the media because you're not part of it. You're an analyst. So he informed the team of his intention to retire as a Packer earlier this week. He's doing a press conference today at Lambeau Field, where he will be available to discuss his career with reporters.
Okay.
And you wondered if he's the greatest kicker in Packers history.
Yes.
Is there any other possible answer? Like, Chris Jackie kicked in a Super Bowl also, but...
Jan Stenerud is a Hall of Fame kicker, correct?
Did he not make who spent most of his career elsewhere, though.
No one's picking Jan Stenerud over Mason Crosby.
So here's the deal, and why I sent that to you guys is on Wisconsin's Morning News this morning, Vinny and Eric asked me if Mason Crosby was an NFL Hall of Famer.
Well, no.
And I think the answer is I was surprised. That was, to me, very few kickers make it into the NFL Hall of Fame. And Mason Crosby is the best kicker in the history of the Green Bay Packers. He's the highest scoring kicker.
All-time leading scorer, yep.
I don't know percentage-wise. Obviously, he had a couple of hiccups throughout the years. But you can make a really good argument. In the Aaron Rodgers, Clay Matthews era, I think those would be your two guys that you would errorize it. And then I don't know if you put Charles Woodson in there. It's a tricky era to kind of cement down. Mason Crosby's in that era. You put him in that same vein as far as it was the – obviously, quarterback is always going to get it.
The era's tour.
But I don't think Mason is far off. You can make a really good argument that Mason Crosby would be second in that era's list. So, yes, he is the all-time – I think he will be the all-time kicking leader for a long time in Packers history. He's not going to get his number retired. He's not going to be a Hall of Famer, in my opinion. Maybe I'll be wrong.
Hall of Famer for sure.
Oh,
but not a Pro Football Hall of Famer. Correct.
No, and that was what Eric and Vinny asked me, and that's what got me to think, was there anyone that was better? And I went into the Packers Hall of Fame with a great kicker in Ryan Longo.
You did.
But I think Ryan would even tell you that Mason's career is longer,
mm-hmm.
and he had probably – but. that's kind of where we're at with Mason. And I think when you look at it, you could make that argument. In the Rodgers era, who was the second most impactful Packer? I'm talking from 2009 till 2022. Is it Devontae? Is it Jordy? Mason was there the whole time. Just a question I have. I don't know what the answer is.
Okay, that's a different question than what you asked, but that's a good question.
I put that down on the tech because it literally was, this was, I knew that this wasn't going to be some monster debatable question. It is what it is.
So you've now reconsidered your question and altered it.
Jason, this is how things go. You go through a chain and then you get to where you think something is super informative. Who would you say, you've covered the team, I've been analyzing it for the last, 10, 12 years, whatever it is. Who is your number two in the 2009 to 22 Rodgers era? Who is number two besides the
not the jersey number? Right.
Correct.
So can you do that with a kicker? Because here's the issue. Obviously, from a 10-year standpoint, he's it. Mason Crosby is it. He actually joined the team in 07, which would have been Rodgers' third season on the roster. He was with Rodgers the entire time. They both had their final seasons with the Packers in 2022. But, do the Packers win a Super Bowl without Charles Woodson? Do the Packers win a Super Bowl without Clay Matthews? Probably not, right? Jordy Nelson, vital to that. The problem is, how do you differentiate length of tenure from impact?
That's why it's an intriguing question.
It is much better than the one that you posed in our text chain. So if we're looking at impact, he is Rodgers.
What was that?
That was me hitting my. It was me hitting my wedding ring on the.
You got a band? You moving all that gymnastics equipment out of there to form a band?
I am. I'm going to play the triangle.
Super annoying.
But you're not at all.
Good one. Today? No, I know you love pinning me as being curmudgeon-y. Not being curmudgeon-y or anything today.
A lot of ball game left.
You keep picking at me. I'm sure you'll get
I'll pick
there.
It at the pickler. Yeah, I'm picking at the pickler.
He'll come over there and find you.
Full courts.
Wherever
full
you are.
I agree.
Rodgers, Woodson, Matthews.
No.
Yeah.
It's got to be Matthews ahead of Woodson. We love Charles on this
Why?
Show, but he was there longer. And come on. Clay Matthews as a Packer compared to Charles Woodson as a Packer?
Was he a depoy as a Packer?
No. Did he go in 14 selflessly? Go into the middle of the field and change the entire defense? Was he one of the best pass rushers we've ever seen in Green Bay?
Mm-hmm.
Did he have a longer career in Green Bay? He did. No, he did. So
he was drafted in 09. What was his final season?
18 or 19, right?
Yeah. Yes. Well, Charles Woodson was fully prepared to be a Packer for just as long, and Ted decided not to have that be the case. Didn't even offer him a chance to take a pay cut. But he was a depoy. He had some of the greatest moments in Packers history.
You have it as the Rodgers-Woodson era. That's
Rodgers,
what you're saying.
I literally put Woodson one peg above Matthews. It's not like I put Matthews 12th.
No, I agree.
And as much as we love Mason, I can't put him like... What game-winning kicks did he have,
Dallas,
during the Super Bowl run? Because the three guys I just put in front of him all were more critical to the actual Super Bowl winning title. Now, obviously, the clutch kick in Dallas in 16 gets them to the NFC Championship game, and then they have LaDarius Gunter covering Julio Jones and Gooch playing guard.
Heard of that before, huh?
So, Jason, it seems like you're having a I want impact in short bursts compared to longevity.
Well,
is that what I'm
reading? In fairness to Woodson, he comes in 06. He's there 06, 07, 08, which are 3 years that you're not allowing to count because they weren't when Rodgers, although one of the years was when Rodgers was the starter.
We can go 08 till 22. The Rodgers era. Who are his main sidekick? Who are you putting? You only get two. It's Huey Lewis in the news. Who is the news?
Right, the news is like five guys.
He could have a right hand man and a left hand man.
I kind of like Huey Lewis in the news best. Also, what do you do at wide receiver? Is it clearly Jordy? Like, is that a slam dunk that it's Jordy?
No.
Yep. Can't wait to play Yerp or Nerp later in the show.
DOA. We got approval from Eleanor to kill it last night. DOA.
Aww. I didn't get to state my case to her, though. Mm-hmm. Seems unfair.
I'll speak for her. She doesn't care.
Okay. Thanks for speaking for her. All right. Well, we will put this question in the field. So you're putting...
Interesting. I don't know. I mean, I can't put a kicker there. I can't. But when you start factoring everything into it, and then you see what happened when Mason left and the blank show that ensued,
mm-hmm.
I think we always underrate or don't think enough about kickers when you don't have to
Don't have one. Right. Yeah, exactly. Until you don't have one. My question for you, Goody Stan.
Gosh, I don't know if I could put Charles ahead of Matthews. I don't know. This is not easy.
Oh, you seem conflicted. Yeah.
I'm very torn. I'm imbruglia.
Yes, Natalie. given the Goody Stan that you are.
Yep.
Mason Crosby, if I recall correctly, had a very, very, very good season in 2022.
He did.
After they got rid of Corey Bohorquez, who I had one NFL kicker tell me is the worst holder they've ever worked with. And it wasn't Mason Crosby.
Oh, snap.
So Mason Crosby's difficult season in the previous year.
We've proven Jason doesn't cover any other team, so it's got to be a
former Packer. Got a text back from John Dorsey today, by the way, updating some of the opinions from earlier in the week. I don't know.
What's that kid's name? Remember Jesse with one of the all-time bad takes? He had that kid beating out Mason, and Mason doesn't have a podium presser.
Yeah, Sam Ficken.
Still kicking somewhere or not?
I don't think so, no. My question is, as the Goody Stan that you are, was getting rid of him when he was still clearly at the top of his game, and then you unexpectedly are in an NFC divisional playoff game against the San Francisco 49ers with the lead in the second half, and you're trotting a guy out there to kick a 41-yard field goal, and he misses it. Did Goody, in his rush to go young, prematurely move on from Mason Crosby, and should he still be the kicker today?
He should not still be the kicker today, but to answer your question, without me annoyingly asking you a question back before I answer, he did. That was a misstep. I think he wanted to. He wanted a clean slate. He didn't want to pay a kicker $5-6 million a year. It was more, let's let Anders grow, and we'll have our next quarterback kicking combo that has worked so well in Green Bay. And all of a sudden, you snap your fingers, and you're in an NFC divisional game with a game on the line, and you didn't have the guy there. And that was a faux pas by the Gutenator. So, yes. And I don't remember what Ned. I'm sure Ned, who is a fan of the show and gives me a lot of grief about my Goody stand-in. There you go, Ned. Goody was wrong. Now, in the same breath, Goody fixed the problem. It just took him a while.
I would be curious.
But you can't, Jesse. Did you get your furnace fixed and like snapping your fingers? You have to call people. They have to come over, assess it, and then go through the process to get you a new furnace, right? Isn't that how
replacing
that works?
A kicker is like fixing a furnace?
It came together pretty quick, actually.
Somewhat, yeah.
Did you wait around?
Oh my God!
Don't need no furnace replacement here. Look at that, 60. Almost 70 degrees. I like it a little colder, a little chillier in my undisclosed location.
The question that I have is, are those windows, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin that you're next to? Because I believe tomorrow is the 8th of March.
The Ides.
No,
of
that's
March,
not the Ides.
Well, you could accomplish
some
a lot
might,
in
but
six
just
years
you.
Years. Just ask Charles Woodson. He accomplished a lot in 6 years in Green Bay. A lot of people do. You can go from changing diapers to dropping off your kid at school, and you get a bachelor's degree, a master's degree. Your whole life can change. And your life can change when you get brand new Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin, and can even change that much for the better. All the cost savings and zero interest for 72 months. I got the thermometer flopping around. Everybody's excited about this deal. And it is, you got a day left. Let's get moving. 10-year labor warranty is always included, so your windows and doors will be secure for years to come. Certain restrictions apply on this offer. It didn't go all week. It's going to go till tomorrow, March 8th. Set your free in-home consultation today. Again, for 0% for 6 years / 72 months. Go to PellaWI.com today to learn more.
We got a great view of your paper as you were reading that.
You can read backwards. You could have read it along with him.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
It was any of my notes?
Front and center right there. Yeah.
Oh, you read
it's
it backwards
much,
like that.
Much better shape than the Coors Light read. All right, Tausch is in an undisclosed location drinking his Quick Trip Karuba
Hazelnut.
Coffee.
Hazelnut.
Are you at a football stadium?
No. All right, what are we playing, 20 questions?
Well,
that answers a lot of the guesses from the YouTube comments so far. So
okay.
You are not at a football stadium.
Are you within a mile of Lambeau Field?
I don't know math.
That's not really math. That's distance.
I'm a metrics guy, so give it to me in metrics.
Are you less than 2 kilometers from Lambeau Field?
Potentially.
Yeah, let me tell you, I know where you are, and he is. So there's your answer. We will spend more time with Tausch at his undisclosed location.
Why do you know? And how do you know?
Because I'm a reporter. That's what I do.
Oh, Jason's been there.
Yeah, your investigative journalism will take no bounds, right?
He's not at the Pickler. He was there yesterday for full courts, full hearts. That ball was out! It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I just don't know what to believe right now. I don't even, like, we've obviously gotten after Corbin a little bit. Well, not we, you.
Let me tell you something. You haven't exactly been saying Corbin's nailing this thing either. He said that old boy wanted a trade in Seattle, and Green Bay was going to give up his first-round pick for him. That was the part that got me. DK Metcalf could be traded all day. I've never argued with that.
Well,
and
I mean,
if
he
Green
reported
Bay
that
gives a first-round pick, as I told you yesterday, apologies to Corbster.
That was not his initial report, in fairness to Corbin, was not that the Packers were going to give up a first-round pick. That was subsequently what the Seahawks were asking for.
I said something. I didn't say something initially. Nothing.
So now I have Big Matt's Blatz on Twitter sending me a tweet from NFL Talk, which, according to this person's bio, they are an independent reporter providing accurate analysis. News,
I love accurate
stats
and
trades, signings, and highlights from around the NFL.
I have no editors, no one checking my work, and I am accurate.
In today's media landscape, is there anything better than accurate and independent? Love both. Love it.
I am an accurate, independent producer of Wildy and Tausch.
Yeah, just because you say you are.
Jesse, why were you pushing? So you said that Wanake won going away last night in girls' hoops, too, right?
They won by 10. Yeah. It was tied at 28 at halftime. It was a very competitive game. Wanake,
we got a good one.
11-1 run in the early stage of the second half. Helped propel the Warriors to victory. Sets up a big one with Arrowhead tomorrow afternoon on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel.
Oh, fun.
Trip to
you
state
doing
on
that one, too?
I will be there with the Dean. Yeah.
Look at you grinding. Thought you had Bowl Stream TV.
That's
this
on Sunday.
Too.
Big weekend.
What a warrior. Yeah.
Better rest your voice.
You next week. Yeah, you got to take a couple days.
So if I could circle back before we get back to Charles Woodson versus Clay Matthews in a conversation that we could be holding in 2012. I am curious what to make of this.
Okay.
Update from NFL Talk independent journalist. The Packers have been in on wide receiver DK Metcalf from the jump and continue to be in serious trade talks with the Seahawks per league source.
Okay.
Multiple teams have been reaching out, and Seattle will look for the best deal available. Now, I would say looking for the best deal available seems like a pretty good idea.
Well, that's what Nico should have done in Dallas, but instead he just gave the Lakers a championship, and now that's a whole other story. But
So what should I make of NFL Talk's report? Because that would further support Corbin's contention that there had been talks between the Packers and the Seahawks even before this all came to light from DK Metcalf's perspective a few days ago.
Yeah, I mean, if Corbin nails this, kudos to Corb. If the Packers give up a first-round pick, I'm not even going to force the third-round pick that was also mentioned in Corbin's report, and the Packers pay DK Metcalf a new contract, I'll be shocked. I will be shocked. Now, I'll be surprised if they make this trade and give him that Bonko contract, but I won't be shocked. Shocked will be giving up the first pick, or their 23rd pick in this year's draft, and paying him. That will shock me. Who knows? I mean, I guess if you want to be urgent and you want to show that sense of urgency to your team and to your fan base, this will do it. I don't think this would be a great move if that's what happens. Mm-hmm. And Corbin and NFL Truth Media, or whatever they're calling themselves, is accurate.
NFL Truth Social.
If that's the case, Jason, you and I will both have to apologize, because we both will be very wrong on our assessment of how Goody looks at this operation. But I guess the question I have is, where is DK Metcalf fit as number one wideouts? Where would he rank as a number one wideout out of 32? Because I don't even know if he was the number one guy at Seattle last year. I think he was, but it wasn't like, you know, Seattle sitting there. If he was the dominant guy that we all think, and again,
they wouldn't be trading him.
The quarterback scenario, they wouldn't be trading him. So is he a top 15 number one wideout? Maybe. I haven't thought through it deeply enough. He would be the number one on Green Bay's now, no doubt.
Well, how about this? How does this grab you? The Seattle Seahawks wide receiver numbers last season. As we have said earlier in the week, 66 catches for 992 yards and 5 touchdowns for DK Metcalf. Jackson Smith and Jigba, 100 catches, 1,130 yards, and 6 touchdowns.
So I got to scrap it. He ain't the number one.
Are you giving up a first-round pick for a guy who wasn't even the number one receiver on his own team?
So, Corby, you're telling me that the Packers are going to give up the number 23 pick in a draft they're hosting and have to pay a guy $30 million to come in? That was your number two wideout for Seattle last year? Yeah, listen, man. Dunchich. I can't say it would be the craziest thing. It's not to the Dunchich degree, but it's not far off of Dunchich. It's not Dunchich, but it's close to Dunchich. If this happens, and right now there's a lot of spinning.
A lot of speculation.
The tampering period is coming. Carolina is interested. Seattle wants to trade him. Okay. Seattle's going to probably trade him. Mm-hmm. They may get a first. I'll be shocked if it's Green Bay's first. And I'll be shocked if anybody gives up a first. Now, maybe it's a pick swap type scenario.
Well, that worked out very well the last time.
If you swap out picks and then maybe a fifth, maybe there's something. But I'll be very, very surprised if the number two wideout for Seattle garners that much. Then you really wonder Debo, and there's all these other things that play into it, but it would be shocking if Green Bay gives up the 20. I'd be shocked if they gave up their second round pick, if I'm being honest with you. I'd be surprised by that too.
These men were selected in the first round by the Green Bay Packers during the Brian Gutekunst era. This is how he has exercised his first round picks.
Traded with Seattle for Jair.
Jair Alexander. Rashawn Gary. Darnell Savage. Jordan Love. Eric Stokes.
Stokey.
Quay Walker.
Quay.
Devontae Wyatt. Lucas Van Ness. And Jordan Morgan. Mm-hmm. How do you view his track record in the first round at this juncture?
You got a franchise quarterback out of it, it's a home run, period. I know everybody's going to disagree, but you have a corner that was DPOY and you paid him a fat second deal. You have a defensive end slash outside linebacker edge type that you just paid a second deal to and you feel good about. Plenty of people are going to say it was a bad move, and fine, you can. Goody didn't think it was a bad move, or you don't re-sign him, period, thin. So you're talking about three players out of that group that have gotten extensions in a big way at the top of their market or right there. So you're 3 out of 6? Hey, Major League Baseball's pretty dang good. Football, you want to be better. And it's not like these other guys are bums that they can't play.
Mm-hmm.
Devontae Wyatt's shown sparks. Has he been the best first pick, first round draft? No. But it's not like he hasn't made some impact plays and done some stuff. He ain't a bum. So I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. You could say, if you take Jordan Love out of it, I'd probably say a C plus.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a franchise quarterback that you're paying and you feel like he's going to lead you to a championship, I don't know how you go any lower than a B plus, A minus. I just don't. Because I'm looking at all these other teams. How many franchise quarterbacks are there? Really?
Right. Again, in fairness, No, I said right that time. I intentionally did not say yep.
Right, will be?
Exactly. But Jordan has not proved conclusively that he is going to be. When you say franchise quarterback, that doesn't mean you're going to be the starter for 6 years, but you're not really going to accomplish the ultimate goal, right? Like franchise quarterbacks, you got to get to championship games. You got to get to Super Bowls. We'll see if he does that. But as of now, he hasn't done it. But you feel really good about what he's capable of doing. So I give him the other side of that is 2020, you're playing in an NFC championship game. Maybe had you not gotten your quarterback of the future, you'd have gotten somebody that would have helped you right away. That's been an age-old argument about that draft. So, again, I'm not interested in grading him. I'm just saying he doesn't have a track record.
You're not interested in grading him. You just asked me for a grade.
I did not ask you for a grade. I asked you how you viewed it.
Jesse?
Check the tape. The bottom line is that his track record with number one first-round picks is not star-spangled awesome. But you still don't want to be giving away your first-round pick for a guy that you are going to have to pay an inordinate amount of money to. I just don't like it. I can't believe this.
Wide receiver on the Seattle Seahawks.
And this is not a slight on NFL Talk independent journalist or on Corbin Burnson Smith.
Sounds
it's
like
not. It's
be.
Not.
But
it's,
it sounds like it, it's
going to
be.
No, it's going to sound like it, but it isn't because it's
we'll
not.
We'll find out. We'll
it's
be
not questioning their acumen. I just can't believe that Goody is going to do this. Like, it just feels so un-Goody-like.
Yeah.
For a guy who wants to have more draft picks, that's what I wrote about today at Channel 3000. In order to do this, he's going to have to give up draft picks, which he just got done saying how much he wants more of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I just have a hard time believing he would actually do. But, hey, maybe not. We'll have to wait to see what Goody does. And if this trade happens, you and I will both be legitimately surprised. There's no two ways about it. I will say that I was
wrong. And just for the record, before I get to prize picks, Diana Rossini and I think Josina Anderson both, I think, have put reports out that the Seahawks are getting a lot of pushback on their request for compensation.
I would hope so.
So, yeah, you know, everybody can put their side of the story out, and that you know that game better than any. Well, no, you don't, but you would if you did that part.
If I played the game, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Playing the game, Prize Picks is the best place to play to get real money sports action. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars, and it makes it accessible to everybody. And it is simple, more or less, on two players. Shot to win up to 1,000 times your cash. You can run your game all season long on Prize Picks. You can play in more than 30 states. The app, again, it is simple to use. I think I'm gonna piggyback off of Jesse tonight. He's been hot. You can do that. Combine your favorite basketball players with players from baseball and hockey and esports and much more. It's the best place to cash in on your sports opinions. Hey, you have an idea? You think that Doncic is going to continue to just keep rolling? Well, go more. It's pretty simple. Download the app today. Use that code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI. You know who's been good? Dalla Dame. Dalla Dame's been good. It's another one. Take a look at his projections.
Price Are you picks. Saying run your Dame?
That's pretty good.
Oh, snap.
You big ad libber. The big ad libber. Run your game, Dame. Exactly.
More Will the Attached Straight Ahead. Stick around.
That ain't no shame.
Hall of Fame.
Can't be blamed.
On the air,
no
don't blame. On demand, on social, on Wisconsin Sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN.
I'm so perplexed by this. I really want to know if Packers, especially after checking the Seahawks numbers. Now, obviously, DK Metcalf is more of a big play receiver, right? I mean, he had only 200 fewer receiving yards on 34 fewer catches. So, like, obviously, he makes more big plays, whereas Jackson Smith and Jigba catches a lot of short routes, clearly, right? Mm-hmm. If he had 100 receptions and 1,100 yards.
Yeah.
But I'm struggling to wrap my head around this idea, and I have to because if it happens, I'm going to look like an idiot that Goody would actually do this, and that, like, there's too much smoke here from Corbin and NFL Talk independent journalists and Diana Rossini's reporting, et cetera, mm-hmm. that there's not at least the Packers. I feel like we could say with pretty much certainty the Packers are interested. And I mentioned to you how Goody brought up DK Metcalf when he was talking mm-hmm. about the 2019 draft, brought up Debo Samuel. We ultimately took Elgton Jenkins, he said. But DK Metcalf went past them. He went with the last pick of the second round.
Yep.
So I don't doubt at this point that the Packers are interested in acquiring DK Metcalf.
But, Jason, there's difference in being interested and going and getting him. And
sure.
Maybe it ends up being Seattle figures out, because at some point Seattle's going to come to grips with reality. And maybe a third-round pick is going to get it done. And would we all be shocked if it was a third-round pick for DK Metcalf? No. Now, paying him, if you're going to pay him, you know, a big fat new deal, 4 years at $120 or whatever it's going to be, that's part of this equation too. And that means to me that Goody sees DK Metcalf in a different way than a lot of people do, including John Schneider.
Right.
So do I think that they would love to have DK Metcalf on this team? Yes. Did I ever think that it was going to be high draft comp? No. And here's the deal. You put yourself out, you go, and sometimes you're dead wrong. I'll be shocked if I'm dead wrong here, but we'll see.
So the question that I want to pose to our fans, and there are variables here At what price is part of it? At what trade compensation is part of it?
Third round should be the highest any fan thinks we should go for him. And I think that's where Goody would be too. That is, I'm guessing that's where Goody is like, if this is what we have to do at the end, okay. But before that, a first and a third saw that report. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
So do Packers want DK Metcalf? Do Packers fans want DK Metcalf or not?
I didn't.
Like, at its core.
So, Jason, I put that out yesterday. I put a little tweet out and a lot of responses about, you know, who would you give up a first-round pick for? Because we had that debate yesterday, and we disagreed and differed a little bit on how people view it. But I don't think anybody responded. I think I had 100 and some odd last time I looked. I didn't have one person respond, give up a first and pay DK Metcalf. So maybe the poll will be different. I do not sense. I think there is a, we want to bring someone in that can help this group and help Jordan Love further his development quicker, more urgently. And if that's DK Metcalf, fine. But at that price point, nobody thinks that's a good idea. Maybe Goody will. And if he does, I hope DK Metcalf balls out and he looks like a genius.
Mm-hmm. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Under what circumstances do you want Goody to trade for DK Metcalf?
And
they're going to have to pay him, which maybe you're fine with. You got to pay him.
At what price point?
Well, but let's be clear. You can't say, yeah, I want DK Metcalf. Make him play out his final year of his contract
and then see
where he's at. That's not part of the equation.
We call that redicking. Redicking it. It's not going to be good.
JJ Redick?
Hassan.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we're going to trade you, and you know, we'll maybe do something with your contract. Well, we're not going to do anything with your contract. Well, I ain't coming. All right, then I'm going to have a wasted year. You just got rid of a guy, didn't get in, you gave up a pick, and you didn't get Jack. So that is not what we're going to see. If Goody does something with old boy, there will be a contract done before he makes that trade. I believe that.
He better insure carefully before he makes a move like that.
Indeed, and Packer fans, we're gonna keep that 23rd pick, and if we do, it's not gonna be because we're getting DK Metcalf, unless I'm wrong. But I'll be dreaming of that ultimate draft day experience. Well, American Family Insurance will get you there. American Family Insurance Dream Draft Sweepstakes is your chance to win a VIP trip to the NFL Draft in Green Bay. And you can imagine this. I'm not even gonna ask you to close your eyes because it's beautiful out today. You want a guest? Exclusive tickets, hotel accommodations, custom merchandise, and much, much more. This once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that you don't want to miss. Head over to amfam.com/Packers to enter today. No purchase is necessary. Dream fearlessly. Insure carefully.
844-770-3776. Do you want DK Metcalf or not? And if so, under what circumstances? Do you believe that this is the move that Goody needs to make? I'm on the record. I said it on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning with Homer and Gabe. I want Trey Hendrickson and Davante Adams. Trey Hendrickson is 30. Davante Adams is 32. But it
can't
puts
pick
me
swap because you'd be getting a better pick. Let's pick swap Cincinnati. No, why the hell would we pick swap with you?
Davante Adams cost me nothing in terms of trade compensation and cost me less in terms of contract. Trey Hendrickson cost me trade compensation. I don't know how much. And I would think that I would be the appealing team to trade him to because it gets him out of the AFC, which is also worth considering, right? If you're the Bengals, do you really want to face him? I don't.
Yeah.
Same with DK Metcalf. I'd rather, if I'm the Seahawks, I'd rather send him to the AFC.
I think that mindset has shifted. People now are like, just give me the best players. We don't think he's as good as you do, so you go ahead.
Yeah,
you
maybe.
Work with him. We'll take – well, I mean, just look at what the Vikings, Detroit, Green Bay, they've all traded with each other, and they've said, we don't think Christian Watson's going to do it. We don't think Jameson
Brian
Williams
Branch.
Is the guy. Like, we've heard all of those things, and sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong.
844-770-3776. We'll get to your calls next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
From the preps.
Oh, Will Garlock, the two-handed jam.
To the pros.
Dane takes it into the paint. Lobs up top. Giannis slams it home.
The biggest games play on 100.5 ESPN.
God, I love reverse cam. Somebody else has got to go in there and work, though. It's empty now. In the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios.
Hunter Vaughn was working real hard. We had equipment all laid out. The camera wasn't working. I had to go reset it in there. So would have loved to show you that earlier.
Well, thank you for your service. And thank you for all the calls. I know we've got a bunch lined up. 844-770-3776. Are you in or are you out on DK Metcalf? Because there is too much smoke to say that there's no fire to the Packers' interest. Now, is it a towering inferno? Is it a little baby campfire? I don't know. Goody plays his cards pretty close to the vest.
Mm-hmm.
But where are you at as a fan? And what are the circumstances under which you want him? Because I do think that those matter. 844-770-3776. Let's start with the calls. Let's start with Chris in Muskego. Chris, good morning. Welcome to Wildey and Tausch. How is Jesse's hometown?
Muskego? It's all right. Metcalf goes out. I would like to see him with the Packers because he brings that over-the-top speed, and the only way he's going to get here is if the deal works for Goody and the Packers organization. I agree with Jason on the fact that I would love to have Davante Adams and the offensive line, our defensive lineman. To me, that makes more sense because you're hitting two positions. But I think last year is when Goody screwed up, even though I love Goody. He makes a lot of good moves. He made two great moves in getting the two guys he did. But last year was the number one year he needed to get a veteran receiver. In Packers history, other than Sterling Sharp, Brooks, Jennings, and there's one more out there, I can't think, Walker, I think it is, are the only receivers in his first and second year that were impact players. All the rest of them took 3 years. And to think he could come back and go to the replay and put these guys out there and think they're going to make these big strides when almost for the full first half of the season last year, they were still running the wrong routes. It didn't make sense to me. But having Davante come in, to me, is a guy who knows the Packers system. He's part of the Packers history of when they were really super good. And I think he can teach them a lot more than what Metcalf did. So I think bringing in D.A., and Richardson makes a lot more sense than chasing after Metcalf because he can get you over the top, but it's going to take him a while to get any kind of knowledge of the offense, and I don't know how smart he is.
Yeah, I'm not going to pretend. Thanks for the call, Chris. Good call. I don't know enough about D.K. I know he runs really fast. I know he's chiseled like a Greek god.
What do you call it? What's his face? Body.
Does this mean they can't bring back Eric Wilson because you can only have one body beautiful in your locker room at a time?
It's still so weird that you guys do that.
It's not so me. Weird. It was Rich Bisaccia.
You're in it. You're in it. It's just weird.
I just relayed the nickname.
Love to.
Which no one is ever going to say about anyone on this panel, even Skinny Jesse. Quick text from Fred in Tulsa. Then we'll get to more calls at the top of the 10 o'clock hour before Tausch departs for his briefly mysterious responsibilities that he has for charitable causes. DK Metcalf would be a great addition, but not at the cost of a first-round pick. If we can get Davante Adams at a cheaper cost, I would be good with that also. We can't give up the farm for just one player when we also have to consider that we need defensive help and offensive line help. Let's distill it down to this. If you get DK Metcalf for a third round pick and you have to pay him $28 million a year, are you in or are you out?
Yeah, that's, I mean,
you're
that's
in.
I think that's, no, I'm not in. I'm not.
You're not even in then.
$28 million a year? No.
I mean, I'm not either. So it's not
our
money.
Part of the deal is I'm so in on Devontae. I can't really be in until Devontae's out. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, again, Adam Schefter did say on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy earlier in the week, he doesn't think the Packers are Devontae's first option, and he doesn't think Devontae is the Packers' first option.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense to me. But Schefty knows. Schefty, I'm not gonna Corbin Schefty.
Okay? Corby.
I'm not
you're also
that.
Not gonna Corbin Quick Trip where you stopped this morning. I'm guessing right nearby your undisclosed location, because I know there's a Quick Trip in the region.
You're such a nerd. Yes, I did stop over at Quick Trip because life is busy. Quick Trip gets it. And whether you're craving that fresh coffee that I grabbed this morning or a little bakery, grab and go meal, Quick Trip is your go-to. Oh, girl, as I was grabbing my coffee, said the pizza's on sale today. Pizzas are on sale. Don's 4 for $10. But wait, there's more, because, of course, there's always more. Hot dog or hamburger buns from the Quickery. 99 cents a package. Nature's Touch Milk, $2.99. Urge chips and popcorn, 2 for $3.50. And soup. How about that big old bag of soup? $6.99 on Tuesdays, and I can't get through talking about Quick Trip without mentioning chicken. Roasted whole chicken on special for $6.99 on Mondays. Whether it's a quick bite or dinner on the go, Quick Trip's got it all covered. Use the app, take advantage of everything that Quick Trip has to offer. You get every visit, plus order ahead for pickup or curbside delivery. Quick Trip, we'll see you next time.
Old girl, it was old girl Sarah who was with you, or was old girl
staff
member at
Stafford
Quick Trip telling you the pizza was on sale?
Yeah, as I was I just grabbed a coffee today. It's pretty simple. Grab the coffee.
In no old bunkers?
She was telling me about the pizzas. Pizzas for sale. So.
Yeah, well, when you have an opportunity, you got to take advantage of it. All right. 844-770-3776. We'll get to more of your calls on DK Metcalf next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.